Cannon now. Good to have you along for the conversation. Do appreciate you being here. Trump banning U.S. tech giants, that's the headline. You know, the tech giants that banned Donald Trump do, however, provide platforms for the communist Chinese and Russia to garner 902 million followers, maybe more. Facebook, Twitter, Google-owned YouTube allow the authoritarian regimes of China and Russia to spread their anti-American propaganda and lines online to nearly a billion followers. Joseph Vasquez, the assistant editor of Free Speech America at MRC Business. Joseph, good to have you back.
Good to be back, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So, and it's not just Donald Trump. Lots of Americans get silenced because they have a different opinion of, oh, say, vaccines, saying they're dangerous to people. And now, of course, we're seeing studies that say vaccines are dangerous to people. Weird. And that's just one easy example of the tinfoil hat wearing crowd being right again about important things. And so, you know, I look at this and I see the Chinese, the Red China, the Chi-Coms, and Russia having all of this influence on social media while conservative Americans are silenced routinely. It's just wrong, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what it really just does is that it shows that Twitter and Facebook, Google, YouTube, I mean, all of these other big tech platforms, their censorship apparatus is totally not based on anything that is politically neutral. It is totally engineered towards one side. The fact that both communist China and Russia have state-affiliated accounts amassing nearly a billion followers. Meanwhile, President Trump, the president of the United States, was banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, just shows, I mean, it's not about protecting the public. It's not about protecting the populace. It's about just going against political opponents. And with Twitter and Facebook, as we know, veer to the very far left. So this is just case in point.
So why is that? Why does that happen? Why are voices like mine, which I don't, by the way, consider to be particularly radical. I'm just kind of a guy who's a traditionalist, I suppose. I believe in American tradition. I believe in this country. I believe in where we're going. I believe in Adam Smith and free markets build free people that creates free societies. I mean, that's not particularly radical in my estimation of the world. And yet we're treated as if we're some sort of fringe, you know, ideologues. And of course, we're accused of everything under the sun, being white supremacists and white nationalists, whatever that means. And of course, we're xenophobic and a thousand other things just to smear us. We're racist just by virtue of being here. Why do we allow this to happen, and how does this happen, and how did this start?
Well, this pretty much started just because big tech was able to amass as much power as it did, and now as we're seeing that big tech has been allegedly colluding with the Biden administration just to censor people that it doesn't like. I mean,
why don't they like me? That's my why don't they like us? That's my confusion.
You're too radical. You're too consumed with common sense. I mean, think about it. A Global Times, a Chinese state-affiliated media outlet, had once threatened in an editorial on Twitter to wipe out U.S. troops. If that's not radical, I don't know what is. But if you say anything that's critical of Biden, if you say anything that questions COVID vaccines, I mean, if you say anything pertaining to the election, forget it. You're considered to be extremists in their opinion. But a Chinese communist outlet is able to threaten U.S. troops on their platform, and that tweet is still active. And meanwhile, Global Times has 70 million followers, 70 million followers on Facebook and 1.8 million followers on Twitter. That's insanity. It's insanity personified.
Yeah, it is insane. And to me, again, I look at ordinary folks going about their business, want to raise their kids. They want to, you know, make sure that they have a chance. That's all they want is a chance. Joseph, yeah. They don't want handouts from the government. They don't want regular. They just want a chance to do what they can. Right. That's it. Period.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing is that what we've seen and what we're seeing coming out of these different lawsuits about big tech's collusion with the Biden administration, I mean, this is just case in point that big tech is being wielded as a political sledgehammer against the left's political opponents. I mean, think about it. I mean, Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian has repeatedly claimed that China is not using authoritarian tactics against the Uyghur Muslims, calling the allegations of forced labor in Xinjiang the lie of the century. Now, if Big Tech did their job with the journalists that they used to slap fact checks on everybody, they would immediately call that out. But they don't. They allow them to make these kinds of claims.
Well, and let's be honest, we know quite clearly that fact checkers are not fact checkers. They're people that are making sure that you're following the right narrative, the right political narrative. I mean, they've admitted that their fact checkers aren't, you know, based in fact. They're based in something completely different, which is ideology. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, I mean, it goes even further. Look what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop story. That story was nuked from social media on Twitter and Facebook, and people weren't even allowed to talk about it. But these state-affiliated outlets associated with Russia, which is engaged in a war, an invasion of Ukraine, and then communist China, which is threatening Taiwan, these radical authoritarian countries are able to have a voice on social media, but Trump and the American people aren't? If they have a benign opinion about politics, give me a break.
Yeah, that's where we are. Joseph Vasquez, assistant editor, Free Speech America, MRC Business. Joseph, thank you as always.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Still to come, Akash Choguli, he'll be here, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity, talking about the kick in the teeth that Joe Biden just took for you, me, and every other American because he irritated OPEC to the point that they're chopping production by 2 million barrels a day, which means the price of everything's going up. That's right. The price of everything's going to go up, especially the price of oil, which pushes the price of everything that you have. Brent crude is at 93, West Texas Intermediate 87. That's about where it's been for a bit. Don't worry. It's coming. The pain is coming. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.